How can we make it to where our city is sustainable in all aspects? And there's hard decisions. It's tough. I don't think any department could be more efficient or do any better than they're doing with what they have. In fact, we haven't given you what you need. But our hands are somewhat tied a little bit by what we have. We've got to make some tough decisions. And it's going to be part of the dialogue. Whatever it takes for us to maintain sustainability is really where we need to end up. And that's the whole intent. And we appreciate everything that is done.
Any other yes, we do. Members?
One other thing for me is that part of doing what Brenda's talked about is that it's been a long time since we've raised taxes. It's been a long time since we've raised water rates, sewer rates. And so it's
not
know,
sewer.
It's too big a project. What?
Not sewer. They just did that a little while ago.
Yeah, so there might be some deferred things going on there, deferred maintenance, or whatever you want to call it. Okay. So given all of that, Matt, looking kind of back to you, does that provide a little bit more clarity as far as what the next step is?
Yes. And the last thing we talked about before the break, I thought I heard is, you know, let's see what it would take to pull this together sooner than later for this budget, and just let you see what it would cost in the time frame, and then we can go from there. That's
Yeah, didn't you get that done on the break?
It's almost done. We just got to type it up.
just about there. Just about there.
You're not really that efficient. So
if we left for 10 minutes, would that
be? You guys aren't that efficient.
So are we looking at putting off, like, to look? I mean, we haven't decided how we want to come up with this money, so are we looking at putting off for the tax rate for the truth and taxation? Are we looking at when do we have to decide that? Can we get that 10-year plan information before we have to decide if we're going to wait till August? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not to me, that sounds super fast to
me. You'll need to have a better understanding of this, whether that's the full-blown comprehensive plan or the lower step of just what staff can compile for you. You'll have to have that information before you can then start talking about, okay, what do we want to do? What, you know, and then the stuff at your next meeting from Lewis Young, that'll help give you more information about rates and the utilities and transportation. So within the next 2 months, between what Lewis Young has and what we can pull together, you'll have a lot of data to help you then decide. That's why I asked the question about truth and taxation. We actually have until that budget meeting in June to officially declare we anticipate going through truth and taxation, if that's what you decide you want.
Okay, so it is an anticipation. Then we could have residents, their input, and say what we see.
You would have you'd have until August.
Okay.
If you're going to do truth and taxation. Now, if you're not doing truth and taxation and you want to implement a transportation fee or increase our rate, utility fees, that'll just be built in as a part of your budget.
Okay.
And then you can start noticing and promoting that or informing the public about those increases in the spring before you adopt your budget.
Okay.
Any other questions on that? Or? Okay. So next steps from here. What do we do from here? Matt has now got some good direction on organizing the strategic plan. He had a chance to show me the software that you guys are using. It's pretty progressive. It provides a very high level of visibility to every council member or really anyone else that you want to give a login to, so that they can see exactly what you're working on and what the action steps and all of those things. And you won't necessarily have to dive in and look at all that stuff, but Matt, maybe describe what your plan is in terms of bringing back something to the council so that they've got some awareness of what you're working on.
Super. So I'll continue to work with Dan, and he and I will start taking this work and putting it into words and defining it as we understand it from here. And we'll start to just build the strategic plan. You're familiar with it. You've seen it. And before I would turn it over to the department heads to start building action plans, we'll bring it back to you in the format of our plan that we're used to say, okay, here's those strategic directives that we talked about at the retreat, and here are the goals that we've established under those strategic directives, and make sure that we hit the mark on, are these defined the way you understood them from today's meeting and the work we've done. Get your blessing and sign off on that, make any changes, and then
do the action planning.
Then the action planning will happen with the department. And then once the action planning is done, of course, we can deliver the entire plan to the council.
Okay. Yeah.
Matt, while you're doing that, can you maintain, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Our current stuff.
Right.
Yeah, we're not abandoning.
Okay, that's what I was just going to say.
We're not abandoning.
There's a lot of it that's overlap and similar, but I would say whatever isn't included in your new version, let's look at what we've got because.
Thank you. That's a good point because what I will do, which probably won't involve as much Dan, but we'll start building the new plan, but then I'll also identify for you things that are in our current plan that I don't think are still at the top of our radar anymore. You know, some of the stuff we've talked about that we could spend time, they might be valuable, but not in comparison to the things we've talked about today. So I would identify for you, okay, I'm changing the plan. Here's the stuff that I think we ought to just pull completely out. Here's the stuff we're still working on or haven't got to that I think still we want to focus on so that you'll have that as well. That's a good point.
Any other parting thoughts on process or next steps as we end? Yeah.
I appreciate what the council discussed in here. I didn't know if we were not supposed to be in here or not, but I came in towards the end and sat for a minute and I said, I don't think I'm supposed to be in here. So, I guess just representing staff and our position on things. We want you to trust us. We want you to know that we are not afraid of sitting around the table with you guys and having you discuss anything that you feel are important for this community. If that means talking about outsourcing one of our departments, great. You know, we're strong, we're professionals, this is what we do. We don't want you to feel like there are initiatives and things that you're passionate about that you're worried about staff, you know, discussing with you. I mean, that's what we do. We're here to help find alternative service delivery options if that's what you want. We're here to find a way to pay for things if that's what you want. We just don't want you to feel like, you know, hey, even if it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about. I mean, we've had plenty of uncomfortable discussions amongst this group over the years I've been here. Yeah, we have those tough discussions. And guess what? We get through them and we move on and we're still accomplishing great things. And so I just representing staff's position in all of this, yeah, it can be uncomfortable. We're not afraid of that. It's fine. And we would rather you put it on the table so we know what you're thinking. We know what's important to you versus, I'm just worried about offending staff. Or we're your staff. We're here for you. We're here to help you pursue bad ideas, and we're here to help you pursue good ideas. But that's what we're here for.
But council, let's do a better job of emailing them, calling them, talking with them. We've all done it, but at a council meeting, we just all of a sudden put one of them on the spot, or we just throw out something that could have been asked with an email or face-to-face, instead of just putting somebody on the spot at a council meeting. We've all done it. I just think about the whole urban forestry because that's fresh in my mind. But, you know,
that was me.
Yeah. We all know.
But even though...
We've all done it.
Yeah.
But that's not the time to just all of a sudden...
Way to take ownership.
Air some dirty laundry just to throw stuff out. We've all done it. We just need to think about it right then. But there's certain things in the public meeting, and there's certain things that we should be doing weekly, daily. Shoot an email, ask a question, pick up the phone. So that's something I think we can do a better at to help our relationship with staff as well.
Well, and to me, it doesn't come to me till we're in the meeting to say, oh, about this.
Right.
And no judgment is ever made that you can't answer because we didn't tell you. But maybe instead of asking, we just say, I would like to talk to you about this because it just came to my head, and that would remind me to call, you know, or whatever, because ask a question that way. I would like to meet with you about that, because I know I would ask too, and it's like, I'm not judging your answer, because I know you really don't have one, but it was just a question, you know. So that might be a way to remember what we were going to ask.
Mayor, you want to take us home?
Are we done?
I'm taking everybody in my car.
You can make a couple trips. It's okay.
I don't know if I want him to take me home.
I yield back to you. I guess is what I'm saying.
I know what you were saying. No, I think this has been good. I think we're on the right track. And I, again, just think we just need to work together and work out some of these big issues that we have. And we do have a lot of big issues to look at. But anyway, thanks. We appreciate you being here. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
We adjourn.
Second.
Any other questions, Matt?
No, just on your shirts.
Favor.
Just on your shirts and stuff that we bought, please try them on. Make sure we bought some extras. I just want to, you know, if you need to take a couple home and try them on, bring me back the one that you don't need. Just make sure that it fits the way you like to fit and you have what you want. And thank you.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you.
Any opposed?
No, I don't know. We're supposed to get together. I think
I want to be.
What's your last name? Griffiths. He introduced him.